Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that no sannyasi should see that wooden female
bed.
This is somewhat resembling to lust of this world, but yet it is not lust, but very high. So, what to do? We can tell some where there is not so high thought. You want to read next?
Text 30? O lotus-eyed one, at some time will I adorn your fingers with glittering rings and your two graceful arms, which are so dear to Lord Hari, with blue armlets studded with jewels.
This is 28?
30.
38?
28 was about the kanchuli, and 29 was about the pearls.
Mala.
Mm-hmm.
Mukta Mala. 29. It has been done.
Mm-hmm.
And then 30th is this and this. Though he is not a sadhak, he is siddha, but yet he is playing the role of sadhak. He has passed the stage of anathanubhuti, nishtharuti, asakti, bhav. In bhavavastha he is. So he is always in that mood, 24 hours. But sometimes in internal, half internal, and in this sense, but when he is in senses, he is reminding all these things, always. No worldly things he remembers. What he has seen in Kote, or inner dasa, he is remembering all. In last slok, what he has done? He has given mukta mala in the neck and in the Bastakshal of Srimati Radhika. This is the bed of Krishna. When Krishna is so much in clanti means
tired.
Bilas tired. so Shiva is doing that Shiva. And when he began to give that mala in the neck, he saw that there was nothing. He came in senses and began to read, rolling down on the bank of Raghavan, weeping. After some time, he became senseless, like, and he saw that he was with, she was with Srimati Radhika. I have told that Radhika has taken bath in Java, and all the sakhis are there, especially Tulasi or Rati Manjari. He is decorating Srimati Radhika. And remembering Srimati Radhika, the pastimes of Krishna, and all the sakhis are sometimes laughing, sometimes joking, and remembering Srimati Radhika. Now he is given the mala. He is given chudi in the hand. Chudi, you know?
Bracelet.
Like green bracelet, very beautiful
ring,
finger ring, and remembering Srimati Radhika. How Krishna get this? Because these arms of Srimati Radhika, Krishna wants that it will come in my name, and so it is very near and dear to Krishna, these hands, very smooth, very round, very pleasant, having some fragrance also. So Hari Daita, Hari Krishna, Daita means
beloved.
These hands are very dear to Krishna. So he wants to decorate his hands. Now, giving this bracelet in the hands of Srimati Radhika, remembering how Krishna decorates with this bracelet into your hand, and gives a very good ring in your finger. So remembering this, Manishaya Khati Sabhi Neela Chudavali, Manishaya Khati Sabhi, various kinds of money, jewel, are in that chudi, bracelet. when they serve Krishna, Krishna becomes so pleased, And they But you jhankar karti hai.
Jingle the sound of the breaker.
That Krishna attracts to that sound. Raghunath Das Goswami has told that Radhika's Swarup is made of Malli Krishna Mahabhava. His everything, his all ornaments are made of Mahabhava. So this Churi is also, also of Mahabhava. Here he is telling Neela Chudavali ji. Neela Chudavali, the color of the bracelet are neel. Same color as Krishna. Srimati Radhika wear the cloth, this thing, or any ornament which is near and dear to Krishna, and he reminds Krishna. So he, anything which is like black or neel, he, if he sees that thing, he remembers always. So everything he wants to take, which is as a neel. So neela churi. His in Radha Sudhanidhi it is written, Krishna Pakho Navakubalayam Krishna Sarastamalo Nilambhojastava Rutipadam Nam Rupaik Krishna. Krishna's name is very near and dear to Radhika. Krishna Roop is very near dear to Srimati Radhika. Krishna Paksha, Krishna Paksha Ratri. The night, there are two kinds of night, Krishna Paksha and Gauru Paksha. Krishna Paksha, in which Krishna takes neel sari, neel everything, and goes to Krishna, avichar. So Krishna Paksha, that anyone cannot see her. So Neel Paksha, Andhakar Ratri, is suitable for Srimati Radhika. So it is very near and dear to Radhika. Neel Kamal, red Kamal, and there are so many various kinds of colors. But Srimati Radhika only chooses Neel Kamal, not reddish, not anything, because this resembles the Krishna soul. Tamal is Shyam, neel. So he loves very, very much that Tamal tree. He does not love Kadamba tree, but Tamal tree, not anyone other tree. But Tamal has no qualification at all. If the fruits are not useful, like a poison, when anyone's feet becomes
when it touches the flower, it pokes you.
Mm.
It pinches?
Pinches.
Pokes.
And also, the fruit is used when any one state has become, मतलब उसको सड़ जाता है पैर. क्या होता है पैर में सड़ जाता है ना बरसात से पानी से
इंजुरी
बाय रॉट व्हेन द फ्रूट रॉटन बाय वाटर ऑलवेज वाटर वाटर
इंफेक्टेड
देन दैट फ्रूट इज गिवन वेरी डिश पॉइजन. So anyone does not eat, an animal does not eat. No very great tree, anyhow, but it is resembles to Krishna. So it is very near and dear to Radhika. And Radhika loves it, so we also love it. Otherwise, no quality, no good fruits, sweet fruits are anything. Goat cannot take the lips of a cow, does not take the lips of tamal because it is somewhat bitter, not sweet, like tulsi, like mango, when new one ready, we can taste, or other lips we can taste, but not tamal. But yet it resembles, it has been told that Rupa Goswami perhaps or anyone has told that I'm writing this Vidarbha Madhav. It has no qualification, but only the affection, love with Radhika and Krishna it has. No other qualification. But yet, when bhakti will see it, then they will so much love it. So Radhika only sees that if it is visible to Krishna, like Krishna, and it remembers Krishna, then it is love. So Krishna Paksha Rat, night of Krishna Paksha, Nilkamal, Tamal, Nau Megh, you know,
new
cloud. Like Krishna, sometimes Srimati Radhika prays the cloud. Sometimes she has so much envy from all these things. Sometimes, when she is in what?
Man.
She does not go near Tamal. Does not like to see
cloud. She doesn't like Shyamala.
Nilkamal, don't. She will tell us. So when she is in mood of not in Vira, man. Then she left this
black
or nil chule. But when she is in man, she will take up all these chule and sell it. Because the symptom of Mahabhava is that anything which is like Krishna, 1% even, what to tell of 100%, 1% of the quality of Krishna, the color of Krishna. She sees Mahabhagavat dekhe thaur jangam, taha taha hoye tar Sri Krishna. So anything which is like Krishna in any way, Bhakta Mahabhagavat, seeing them, Krishna Gopi comes here, like Uddipana. This is the symptom of Mahabhagavata. And Srimati is not Srimad Mahabhagavata. She is the guru of this Mahabhagavata. She is what? Mahabhava Sarupa Radhika. She is like Krishnamayi. She is Krishnamayi. Always seeing Krishna. Always seeing Krishna. Krishnamayi tat antare bahi. Outside and inside. Everywhere. Where she sees Krishna. Anywhere. If you see, she will see that tree, she will remember Krishna. Because it is Nirguna. If you see anything, bas, you know, bansi,
bamboo.
She will remember bansi and again Krishna. Anything. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, in his real form, inner form, in Tulasi, she is also Krishnamayi. At first she is Radhamayi. And Srimati Radhika almost comes in that manjari, Tulasi. So, the mood of Radhika comes in the mood of that Raghunath Das Goswami. So he is telling to Radhika in Divarakshi. In Divarakshi. Indivarakshi means Kamala Nayana, but Indi,
blue, dark.
So it seems that Srimati Radhika has taken Krishna in his eyes, always. So she is Indivara. And hearing this, Srimati Radhika becomes so pleased. She is thinking that she knows my all mood. And remembering me, Krishna, by this Indiva. Krishna is Indiva and she is Indivarakshi. So, remembering Srimati Radhika, she is giving that bracelet in the hands of Radhika. Remember the past time when Srimati Radhika with this bracelet embraces Krishna and Krishna becomes controlled to Radhika. When Radhika is out of sight and Krishna is searching, anyhow this makes sound, Krishna knows that where is Srimati Radhika and Krishna goes to Radhika and meets. So she is very helpful to Krishna in searching also. This Hari is who? Hari Daita. Hari Daita means beloved of Radhika is Hari. Not beloved of Krishna is Radhika, but beloved of
Radhika.
So, Srimati Radhika thinks that Krishna is mine. Krishna is her. And this is how, this bhav is so
strong
and high. Chandravali has the bhav that I am of Krishna. but here Krishna is of Radhika, and Krishna is light, like so much. This is the Madhya Bhav. Here, why he is told Hari, the beloved of Aradhika, why he has told Hari, there is word Hari, Hari Daita, because he takes the shame, Bhamya, Man, those who are obstacle in meeting. Krishna takes all these things. So Haran means Hari.
Yes. Take away.
So here is Hari. Krishna is so wise that by his rule, by his virtue qualities, beautiful qualities, and Venu Madhurya, he takes all the things which are obstacles for Radha to meet Krishna, and Srimati Radhika at once meets it, giving up Lajja, Man, Bhamya, and all that. So he is Hari. When Radhika is in Man, he makes a strong desire that I will not see Krishna. Anyhow, what Krishna will do, he will try, but I will not see Krishna, I will not speak with Krishna. But at that time also, eyes are not in control. The eyes of Radhika is not in control. She has made up her mind strongly that I will not see, but eyes are going to see. He has a strong will that I will not go to Krishna, but feet are going towards him. She has made up his mind, her mind, that I will never
talk
to Krishna, but her mind and heart always like to talk. He has forbidden her, no, that don't take the fragrance of Krishna, but they are always eager to talk. She has forbidden her ear not to hear the sound and bansi dhvani of Krishna, but they are not listening at all. They are out of control. Once Purnima came and told her that I have heard that you were chaste lady in whole Braj, but now so much
rumor
is going on that you are not chaste lady. You are very much asakta with Krishna. She told that, what can I do? I made up my mind very strongly that I will not
see Krishna
and I will not have
anything
connection with Krishna. But when he sees me, he comes to me. When I push him, he comes to me. When I like to cry to gather person, he
covers my mouth.
My mouth. And when I want to run from there, he
blocks my way.
And what should I do? You should tell that if Krishna does with you all these things, what will you do? So, when he see mess in her mind that I will not speak, I will not speak to Krishna, then at once Krishna comes, you see, and wait for me, that only you should
look at me,
only one time. Once you see, I will go away. See, always trying to see from there, here,
from there,
but
there.
Not directly. So in Radhara Sudhanidhi, it is has been told. That those who have not seen this pastime of Krishna and Radha, their eyes are in vain, their mind is in vain, their heart is in vain, that person is useless. So reminding all these things, Raghunath Das Goswami of Tulsi Manjari is giving this practice in the hand and this. When she was giving all these things to Radhika in his swaroop or his purti and reminding Srimati Radhika, Krishna, when he was giving at once, he came in and that his purti went on. And she saw that there are no hands of Srimati Radhika. Again waiting. Now he is prarthana, doing prarthana. The when that day will come, O Srimati Radhike, kneel in the varakshi, that I will give that nil kinds of chudi bracelet in your hand and nil money given in the finger
ring
round,
ring.
I will give in your hand. And she is dipping and sitting. If a sadhak always remembering Krishna and Srimati Radhika, having the mood that I will serve them, always, not a single minute here in world, then this will automatically come in the
I heard a story that I heard that you said it, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur delivered one ghost who was a pujari in his past life in Navadvip. He was offensive to devotees and then he became a ghost. And later on he was delivered by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I was wondering if you could briefly tell that story. You know which one I mean?
Arjuna.
He was, after he died, he was a ghost and he went on the roof of the
temple. Why he became ghost?
Because he was ascending devotee. And he was throwing rocks from the roof as a ghost. Can you tell that story? I heard it. You don't know it? Oh.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written anywhere?
You know, I heard some of it. He was traveling with Srila Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada.
But where it is written? I have not heard from my Gurudev or any test by him. But I know that test. I have firm belief that anyone who are Vaishnava Hindu, Vaishnava again, they will be surely more than here. They will go to heaven. Besides that, well than that, Vaishnava Hindu.
Someone may be externally serving Krishna, but if he's a Vaishnava Ninda, then Krishna is not accepting his service?
No. Like Jarasandha? Jarasandha is telling to Krishna that why you are flying away, running. You are very sadachari.
Well behaved.
You are sadachari, you know?
Good behavior.
Having no ill connection with any lady.
Oh.
Brahmachari.
You are brahmachari. You are not a liar. Param Satyavadi. You have born in very good family. Why he is telling? That your charitra achha nahi mane kya?
Heart?
Not ability.
Behavior?
Character. Your courage is loose. That is, he is telling sadachari. Opposite thing. Like a, kya kata hai? Like? You are
sarcastic.
But this is Ninda.
What if one offends a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, and then that Mahabhagavat Vaishnava goes to Aprakat Lila before that sadhak is able to recognize their aparad and to beg at the lotus feet for forgiveness? What happens? How are they able to obtain
forgiveness?
Yeah. Mahabhagavat ka
aparad kiya.
Mahabhagavat ka aparad nahi hota. No aparad.
Hum Mahabhagavat ka prati aparad kiya. Lekin wo Mahabhagavat ne aprakat lila mein chale gaya. To wo chale jane ke baad wo sadhak realize kiya. To uska kaisa prarthna hai?
Always praying. Always weeping and lamenting for that. And doing always Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And knowing no, and koi aparad nahi kare, kisi bhi Vaishnava ke.
Not committing any more offenses
to anyone, then it will be.
That Mahabhagavat from the most.
Mahabhagavat does not take any offense to anyone, like Krishna. But his seat just
takes
offense. Who is just the follower of that Mahabhagavat?
Follower?
His disciples and followers. They will take revenge.
बस तो मैं इतने कौन कौन बनो
सार महाराज
हाँ
पिक्चर है इन सेकंड इन tell you. When I was giving lecture,
right.
all became so pleased and
yes.
I told, when I told half an hour, who is controlling, he told me not to speak more. But all of them, they told that, oh, shut up your mouth. It was 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Then I continued and I spoke more than one hour. At that time, my age was
40 something?
About 30.
Okay. Oh my. Oh,
very good.
About 30 years ago.
Very good.
But more than 30.
What were you talking about? What were you speaking about?
About the.
What happened at that at the moment?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life and. At that time I was telling about Dasmul Tattva, ten principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and was explaining. I was reciting the slogan, Amnaya Praha Satam Hariniha Paramam Sarva Shaktim Rasabdhim हरे साधन उपदशति गुभ all that. You looked at that time he had not taken sannyas.
No? No? Sannyas
is not present?
Oh.
After that. He had not gone to bed.
Dosa Maharaj, Bhakti Saranga Maharaj?
Bhakti Saranga. This was the mayor of Delhi.
Samaraj still alive?
Yes. Baba?
Samaraj.
Mon Baba? The Bhurjan Pranashila Nishan Sanyasi, all has become now Sanyasi. Keep it very careful.